Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News, and this was first broadcast on Sunday the 15th of October 2023. At the mic of VK7 Whiskey India this week is Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. On Sunday, this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by Clayton VK7ZCR. We go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.682 MHz by Graham VK7GS, 3.670 MHz by Gary VK7JGD, 7.140 MHz by Dale VK7DG, 14.130 MHz by Peter VK7TPE, and 28.525 MHz by Tony VK7VKT. We also go out on UHF CB channel 24 thanks to Mark VK7FMAC in the Hobart area. You can hear the broadcast again on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT in Southern VK7. And we start today with a sad news of Silent Key, Bob Cropper, VK7 Bravo Yankee. Bob was born on the 18th of February 1932 in Southport, Lancashire, near Manchester and Liverpool on the west coast of England. He joined the Navy straight out of school at 15 years, doing 3 years in training and gaining a trade as a carpenter. Bob spent 30 years in the Royal Navy, rising to the rank of Chief Petty Officer. Just after marrying Merrill, Bob was transferred to Malta as a shipwright, and his task was to maintain the large Mediterranean fleet. Malta had the capability to haul ships out of the water for major repairs. Merrill was allowed to move to Malta as an accompanied draft, where their son Reist was born. While in Malta, Bob was sent to Singapore to maintain the fleet for a while, but Merrill was not allowed to accompany Bob. In Malta, Bob and Merrill became good friends with another British couple. The lady was a teacher for the deaf at the large school for sailors' children in Malta. While Bob was working in Singapore, Merrill was approached by her British friend to help with relief teaching at the school. When Bob returned from Singapore, he was intrigued in the teaching for the deaf and the birth of the electronics being used to assist deaf people, as Bob's hearing was failing, which he blamed on needing to wear a large brass diving helmet when working underwater to inspect and repair ships. Bob was an extra in a movie made in relation to World War II. A British warship was made to look like a German destroyer for the movie, and Bob and others were asked by adding false panels, etc., to turn the English ship, the HMS Manxman, into a German fast mine layer cruiser, fitted for the film with a large mock-up gun turret over her 4-inch guns. The torpedo damage was simply painted on the side of the port bow and three large raked funnels added. Bob was one of the Navy crew roped in as an extra in the movie called The Sailor of the King, and Merrill did let me loan the movie to watch on CD. When Bob retired from the Navy, he enrolled at Manchester University as a teacher of the deaf and then taught at schools in Britain. While attending university, Bob and some of his amateur friends got into trouble conducting experiments with radiation at the university, and they apparently had their UK amateur licences suspended for 6 months. Bob would still chuckle re the incident. And in 1972, both Merrill and Bob were poached by the New South Wales Education Department to come to Australia to work. While on holiday in Tassie in 1974, they were offered employment in Tasmania with a Can You Start ASAP. In 1975, Bob started as a teacher for the deaf in Tassie, finally retiring in 1985. Bob still loved the sea, and his son Reist bought the yacht Luana, which had been used in the Sydney Hobart, and Bob and Reist used to sail the yacht in the Melbourne to Devonport and or Melbourne to Hobart yacht races. Bob had very good navigational skills, which Reist appreciated. Bob bought a 30-foot yacht for himself, which he sailed from Wynyard on the 1st April year, unknown to Cairns. On arrival, he decided the vessel was too large for one person to sail and sold it. Bob, in his naval career, was very interested in radio and CW and designed and built many antennas in Britain. And while living in New South Wales and now Tasmania, he had quite an antenna farm. He also had a 256-acre property adjoining the national park at Rocky Cape. He allowed scouts to set up facilities for camping and Jota activities, as well as allowing Jota to operate on his 3-acre property at Wynyard. In 1999, Bob became the vice president of the WIA Northwest branch. Unfortunately, his antenna farm that operated from 160 metres to 2 metres had fallen into disrepair, and in October 2019, the club installed a new dual-band VHF-UHF antenna on a mast and set up a radio room in his spare bedroom. Bob then became a keen participant in the Mount Duncan 2-metre weekly net and monitored the statewide link through 70-centimetre table cape. There were plans to erect a 20-metre vertical for Bob's favourite band, the 20-metre CW, but this was never achieved. Bob's body had been letting him down, but his brain was still sharp, quoting antenna formulas, lengths, etc., and always had plenty of tall but true stories to share re his naval and amateur activities on my visit. Unfortunately, in January 2022, after a short period in Burnie Hospital, due to Bob's declining health, he was moved to the Burnie Hospital to the Yarrandoo Nursing Home at Somerset. A handheld was set up to enable Bob to access the table cape repeaters once he is settled in, but the nursing home wasn't accommodating. In October 2022, Bob moved to the nursing home, Cinnavum Care, in Wynyard, and Cinnavum Care is where VK7KEV Kevin is residing, and Bob and Kevin had been best of mates for years, so they enjoyed one another's company and sitting together during meal times. We will miss Bob's banter and chat at the club. He was a respected and knowledgeable amateur and friend. Bob passed away in the nursing home on the evening of the 11th of October. Bob didn't want a funeral service, but his family will organise scattering his ashes at sea, where Bob enjoyed life. Fair winds and following seas, Bob, R.I.P. And that came from Eric, VK7EV, the news officer of NWTARC. And another silent key, Ron McMullen. The Morse code list let recipients know that an Australian stalwart of the Global Morse Key Collectors Fraternity had recently passed away. Ron McMullen ran the Australian Telegraph office, and his website and collection was enormous. He tracked Australian telegraphy history, and a link in the to the website is on the email edition of the broadcast. As far as I know, Ron was not an amateur, but had many friends who were. Vale Ron, and that comes from yours truly, Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. Statewide news, Thursday night, SSTV nets. And another quiet night that saw the following participants, VK7's ZAB, ZGK and PD, all sharing 10 photos, and the various subjects were the continuing series on repeater sites, and this week featuring VK7RAA RJG on Mount Arthur, which is near Lilydale, showing tower work on a typically cloudy day and other days out over the layers of cloud on a sunny day. The continuing series of TasRail diesel-electric locomotives. This photo dates from the now decommissioned Hobart to Bridgewater rail corridor. Vacuum tubes flying around a TV picture tube looking like electrons. A mural of a happy patron drinking from a beer keg. And a recent activation of the VKFF 2914 at Port Sorrell Conservation Area. And remember, Ken, VK7KRJs, and Steve, VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. Also, if you miss the net, there are archives of all SSTV nights. These photos can be seen on Ken's 2-metre SSTV website as an infinitely scrolling webpage on the NTARC website under blogs and arranged as weekly nets. And that's 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. Stan, you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And QSL News, the report from Herman, VK7HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of cards held as at the 13th of October is in the email version of the broadcast. Herman has been out of action a bit in the last 3 weeks, but is getting back to sort and deliver cards. If Herman is holding cards for you and you would like them mailed to you rather than delivery on an opportunity basis, please send Herman some stamps. Thanks to those who have sent stamps, and while SAEs are okay, Herman prefers stamps as he can then provide an appropriate envelope to suit the number of cards. Herman has also found it handy when ops put the operator's name of the station worked on the card. Try it yourself. It may help an inwards QSL manager somewhere else. Hi. If you have any questions re-QSL cards, please contact Herman via email vk7bureau, all one word, at wia.org.au. Thank you to those amateurs who have been in contact with Herman about their QSL's cards listing. And 73 from Herman, VK7HW, the WIA manager, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. And news from the Northwest, a JOTA call out to Northwest amateurs. Hi Northwest amateurs, and JOTA this year runs from Friday the 20th to Sunday the 22nd of October 2023. In the Northwest, we would like to activate Patton Park behind Ulverston between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on the Saturday only, as well as the Scout Camp near North Motton. The site has a large hut complex with a kitchen, toilets. We will be utilising two rooms for HF and VHF DMR, a VHF amateur radio station communicating on VK7 RMD 2 metres, and a UHF amateur station communicating on VK7 RMD 70 centimetres. Two shortwave amateur stations, one station operating on 80 and 40 metres and the other operating on 20 metres. A DMR radio is if an operator is available. Fox hunts will be run by the scout leaders. We are looking for at least six amateurs to help out on site on the Saturday. In Burnie on Saturday, we usually have at least four operators at the Burnie Scout Hall on HF, VHF and UHF. We normally supply radios, antennas, dual headphone boxes so operators and scouts can listen to the radio through the headphones. And if you wish to bring your own radio, that would be great. The amateur radio operator controls the radio, monitors the conversation and assists the scouts to make the contacts and fills out the JOTA log sheets and prompts scouts with the JOTA talk sheet if they stumble on questions to ask. The whole idea of the day is that amateur operators facilitate with the radios and their knowledge to assist scouts, joeys and guides to speak to other scouts around Tassie, Australia and hopefully the world. If you are available or interested, then please advise Eric, VK7EV ASAP, at email ericvdneut1, ericvdneut1, all one word, at bigpond.com. So, we know who wants to be involved and how much we can do. We need to advise scouts the JOTA Patton Park is going ahead. Regards from Eric, VK7EV, the JOTA Coordinator Northwest. News from the North, the SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. until noon, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. And for more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. And the Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. We'll begin this week with an update on the general meeting held last Wednesday, the 11th of October, and there was an excellent roll-up of members, many arriving well before the kick-off time, claiming their seat and refreshing their memories by reading the minutes of the previous meeting held in August. The agenda was once again worked through in a timely manner. The two main items for future calendar reference by club members are: the Christmas social will be held on Wednesday evening, the 6th of December, at a venue to be announced. It is being trialled early this month, hopefully before members, other families, school and work commitments require attendance. Secondly, the next club general meeting will be held on Wednesday the 13th of December at 7:30 in the Rochalie Club Rooms. Members certainly were not in a rush to leave, as many discussions continued well on until after 10 p.m. We thank all those members that donated food for after-the-meeting refreshments, and last week's rumour was correct. VK7 KPC Peter will be receiving another award, and this time for his success in the 43rd Alara contest, taking out the top VK7OM in the state awards section. Looks like one more certificate for the achievements folder. Well done, Peter. Worth noting is another VK7, Catherine, VK7C, took out the National Award and Trophy for the top-scoring Australian YL. An excellent achievement. Good on you, Catherine. Next technical night, if all goes to plan, Lionel VK7ZLB will bring along his ICOM 9700 transceiver with its newly acquired firmware update and some recently arrived mail-order toys. Lionel will be giving a bit of a rundown on the ICOM software site and updating ICOM rigs. Probably the main improvement from the latest software update is the rig's ability to continuously update from its external frequency reference every 100 milliseconds. This will certainly help the frequency stability, assuming you have a GPS-locked external oscillator to the reference socket. Hopefully we will see Lionel, his rig, and some of the new toys next Wednesday evening. And Jota and Jyoti 2023 volunteers are needed. The venue is the NTARC Club Rooms, which is Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. And the sessions will be on the Saturday the 21st of October from noon to 6 p.m. and Saturday the 22nd of October from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Groups are planning to arrive in two-hour blocks, split up and rotate through four activities, and we also need local contacts to chat with the participants on air in case we can't link up with any other scout venues. If you are able to assist for any length of time over the 2 days, please let Peter, VK7KPC, or the club secretary know of your availability or by emailing secretary@ntarc.net. And the NTARC auction hosting. We have received quite a bit of interest in the possibility of hosting a shack clear-out auction. This one will be open to all amateurs, not just NTARC members, so have a think. Do you have any items that are no longer needed? Are you trying to claw back some of the space? Do you want to just downsize and consolidate your equipment setup? There already has been receivers, transceivers and test equipment penciled in, so we have tentatively proposed an auction to be held on Saturday the 25th of November. A percentage of the item sale will go to NTARC for hosting the auction. As always, equipment pictures and results links are available in the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. Now, back to the housekeeping. Up and coming events, the Club Technical Night. The next session will be on Wednesday the 18th of October and will commence at 6:30 p.m. through to 10 p.m. at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. Coffee mornings held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. So why not pop in, join us for a cuppa. There's endless tea and coffee, along with biscuits available for a donation. Jota and Jyoti, the Saturday the 21st and Sunday the 22nd of October at the Rochalie Club Rooms. The Testnet and Technet sessions, Wednesday the 25th of October. Testnet CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. and a Technet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. And your host for the evening will be Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to the weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email the secretary at the following address, news@ntark.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, the NTARC secretary. And to keep us legal, you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast. And news from the South, the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, November activities update. Reist is participating in the Alara meet with a mystery history radio tour of Hobart on the Saturday the 4th of November and a barbecue and fox hunt for the Alara meet attendees on Sunday the 5th of November. And so there will be no presentation night on the 1st of November. It will be a normal DATV night and preparing for the Alara meet activities on the following weekend, and that's 73 from the Reist Committee. And DATV Experimenters Nights. We started last Wednesday night with a welcome to our new outside VK7 members and viewers. Justin, VK7TW, then showed the Dragon OS focal distribution, which is focused on software-defined radio support. It was created during COVID by developer Seema Executor, and Seema saw an enormously positive impact that Kali Linux had on the offensive security penetration testing, digital forensics and white hat hacking. This was a fantastic potential in following the Kali Linux model, but with a focus on software-defined radio, or SDR. Justin then went through the enormous number of pre-compiled applications that are included in the distro, then did a demo using the Pluto and RTL SDRs. The following front-end SDR front-end applications were demonstrated. We started with SIG Digger with a 23-centimetre handheld and ICOM T81A and the Signal Inspector using the Pluto SDR platform. Then, using the RTL SDR platform, we demonstrated Cubic SDR and GQRX. Dragon OS is natively connected to the Pluto RTL SDR, HackRF, Lime SDR, and any SOAPI SDR interfaced SDRs, and many others. Justin has a Caribou Lite that he will be demonstrating on the Raspberry Pi Dragon OS Pi 64 platform in the near future. We then went through the latest 6th edition of the Radio Theory Handbook for Amateurs, written by Fred Swainston. This handbook includes an SD card which has the checks of understanding for each chapter and practice assessments. If you would like to order your copy of the handbook, take a look at the link on the email edition of the broadcast. We then went through the latest edition of AR magazine, which is themed When All Else Fails, and included a great article by Linda VK7QP on whales in Tasmania. This week we have a very special and historic piece of equipment that we will be demonstrating thanks to Eric Ferrier. There will be some other interesting items and a review of the latest Jubus magazine. See you there or on the stream, and we stream the nights on the Reist YouTube channel. We also go out on RF DVB-T 7 MHz standard definition on 445.5. So if you have a TV set-top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV experimenter signal. Look out for VK7OTC. 73 from yours truly, Justin, VK7, A Tangled Whiskers. And training and assessment. And please note, the next Reist Foundation license training and all license assessment day has been moved to Saturday, November the 25th from 9 a.m. If you're thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, the Reist Learning Organiser, know ASAP by phoning 0417 391 607 or via the Reist website contact form. Check out the Reist Foundation license training videos that can be found on the Reist YouTube training and assessment playlist. And check out the Reece Facebook page events for further details. 73 from Reg, VK7, KK. And regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, the Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz, commences at 6 p.m. AEST. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF-RJG from 7:30 p.m. In the north and northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55-7 MHz. And in the south, on VK7RAF, 146.650-600 kHz, with a CTCSS tone of 141.3 Hz, to link RAF north-south. Statewide microwave QSO party, following the Sunday broadcast callbacks on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area, then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B, stations in the north area transmitting on the odd minute and southern stations on the even minute. SOTA WWFF group meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 a.m. to 12 noon at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Friday coffee mornings at the NTARC clubrooms from 10 a.m. to noon. NTARC Wednesday the 25th of October, the Testnet and Technet CW course on 3.580 from 7 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. and the Technet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. NTARC Wednesday the 18th of October is a club technical night from 6:30 to 10 p.m. in the clubrooms Archer Street, Rochelle. Northwest VK7 Wednesdays from 8 p.m. local is the Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7 RMD. Northwest VK7 Thursday commencing at 8 p.m. local is the Northwest Tassie 2m DX Net on 144.190 USB. Northwest SSTV Nights 23rd of October, hosted by Eric VK7EV from 7:30 p.m. using VK7 RMD 70cm repeater on Mount Duncan on the fourth Monday in the month. And events, JOTA, October 20 to 22, statewide event, ALARA, November 3rd to 6th, ALARA Meet 2023 in Hobart, Tasmania, Reest, December the 3rd, end of year barbecue, car boot sale and fox hunt, Queen's Domain clubrooms from 11 a.m. after the broadcast. NTARC, December the 6th, end of year celebrations, details to be announced. NTARC, December the 13th, is a general club general meeting, which will be held at the Rochelle clubrooms from 7:30 p.m. And a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast, the newsreader VK7ZIR, repeaters Reest, NTARC and the Northwest thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, the Cradle Coast Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX and VK7DC, 160m VK7GS, 80m VK7DG, 40m VK7TPE, 20m VK7ALH, 10m VK7JGD, UHF CB24, VK7FMAC, and DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in northern Tasmania and VK7RHT in southern Tasmania. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7 Whiskey India. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to VK7ARnews, all one word, at gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found on the VK7 Amateur Radio News groups.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, 73, stay safe from Justin. VK7, Tangled Whiskers.